Hello everyone, this is Sue Broom and I'm going to do the tip of the day and pull an inspirational card. And today I'm doing something different. I've sat outside before, but I wanted you to see what I see when I'm typically sitting out in the Arizona room. It's a pretty decent sized room and it's all screened. But a couple of the things, and I know that I've taken pictures of it, so I'm kind of moving back a little bit. You can see that there's a, and it is kind of hard to see, so I'm using my finger. So this is a, and there go the chimes. This is a bird bath, and it does have a top on it. It's just, right now, it's just so light. And then you can see the chimes, so I get to listen to the chimes all the time. That's my back wall. It's about 5 and a half, 6 feet, something like that. But see this guy right here? This is a prickly pear. And see how it's darker all around the top? Those are all new pads. And I'll tell you what, they grew so fast. They were just tiny, tiny, tiny little buds. And even this one, let me see if I can go back here. This one, you can see it's got a little bit darker one right there. And it grows these pads within, I mean, this guy right here, all these new pads came up within 2 weeks. And I could literally almost see them growing. It was every single day I was seeing them. So it's a lot of fun. I have other ones. I think this is some form of an agave. And actually the planter itself, you can see another agave right here. And then there's one more prickly pear down a little bit further. So oh, it really makes a difference when I go like that. But I could move it to the other side, but I don't know if that's going to be better or worse. Now the other thing, see this guy right here? And let me see if I can move it. I don't know which direction to move my laptop. There. Oh, there you go. That is a form of rose plant. Rose. It's not even really a rose bush. I suppose it is. But I'll tell you, they are getting little runners. They're getting all these tiny little white roses on it. And the guy that knows about the backyard stuff, he said, you just wait. It is just going to be full of buds. And they are, they're really cute little white roses. So anyway, I wanted you to get a chance to see what I see in the backyard when I'm sitting outside doing stuff. Now today, it's kind of interesting. The tip of the day really was the card of yesterday, and it's relationships. And the reason I wanted to do this, and this was kind of an insistent thing with the angels this morning, is a couple different things. First off, relationship, it can be a relationship with you and another person. But many times when relationship comes up, it's the relationship that you have with yourself. And another reason it feels like it's coming up, well, two more reasons. We talked about last night on Angel Talk with Sue, we talked about relationships with astrology. Excuse me. And all of the different things that astrologically things are coming up. Hi, Catherine. Yes, I like my backyard too, and I love the wind chimes. But one of the things we talked about is that the relationship that we have with astrology. Now, right now, Mercury is in retrograde, Jupiter's in retrograde, and we have a full moon going on this weekend. It's, I think it's the 31st, whatever day the 31st is. And it's the second full moon this month, and it's actually the second month this year so far that we've had two full moons, beginning and end, so January and March. So there's so much astrologically right now that is going on that is having us go within. Having us go within and doing the releasing. The retrogrades are all about going within. Hi, Yvette! And so it's all about going within, and the full moon this weekend is all about releasing. And the reason I wanted to come up with relationships and talk about relationships, what the angels were telling me, it also has to do with are there relationships that are in your life that are going through a cleansing, that are going through maybe a releasing phase? And in some cases, maybe you're actually releasing people out of your life. So, and I know that's a very scary thing for many of us, you know, but it's also, that's how life is. And when I say relationships going out of your life, it can be from somebody transitioning. It can be from you moving a different path, them moving a different path, or a whole slew of things. The other thing that actually occurred to me just right before I came on live is relationship with nature. Now, I moved to Arizona because I love the sun and I love the sunshine here compared to when I was in Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, you could go, you know, days, weeks, sometimes it seemed like forever, where it was always cloudy. And here there's, you know, 350 days of sunshine. I love the sunshine. So the relationship with nature. And the other thing that's coming up for me with nature right now, if you haven't seen the post that I just did on my Facebook page, I posted a picture, and it's a picture about the size of a mason jar lid. It's about that size. And it's perfectly shaped. You know, you couldn't have made it more perfect. Well, it's been there for quite a while. And all of a sudden the other day, I just noticed it seemed like, there was something that I had propped in there, and it seemed like that was getting a little, moving a little bit. So I pulled that out and I looked, and it's like, oh, that hole really does go down quite a ways. Because at first I thought it was, you know, maybe there was something from the previous tenants in this house. Hi, Margaret. Well, it wasn't. It actually, I filled this hole with dirt, and the next day all the, you know, dirt's gone. Hole still there. And it wasn't that the dirt was pushed out, it was pulled down under. So I did it a second time, but the second day what I did is I sprayed some essential oil of spearmint and can't remember what else, but spearmint and something else, you know, because there's spearmint spiders don't like, I don't know about snakes, but I was spraying that around there, and I got it pretty darn wet. And then I put dirt. Next day, same thing. Hole's still there, dirt's all gone, but there's no dirt around the edge. And then spider-ishy, webby stuff started showing up. And I've seen two times standing up, I've leaned and I've seen something disappear. So the relationship that we have to nature. Hi, Lori. The relationship that we have to nature as well, because that is a big part of our lifetime. You know, whether you're spending time outside, whether you're spending time indoors looking outside, it's another aspect of who we are. So relationships is, you know, other people, nature, ourselves, all of these things. So it was very perfect that was the card yesterday, and that's what the angels wanted me to talk about as the tip of the day, is look at the relationships. You know, I thought about that, Lori, but, you know, I have prairie dogs, so the wall out back, there's a whole bunch of them out there. And their holes, they actually look bigger, and they're usually, you can see the mound up, you know, like they're digging, and there's a mound. There's nothing around it. And actually, even the spider webbish part is down a little bit, and it crosses over the hole. So there's nothing that's going in and out of it, unless it's, you know, remaking whatever, which of course would say a spider. And I did look up wolf spider, because I know there's wolf spiders down here, because I've come across one before. The wolf spider, the hole is only, yep, I've seen rabbits too. And I've seen rabbits not here so much, but in Wisconsin, I saw, of course, tons of them. I know, it's just so strange. And the rabbits, usually they use, debris, and they have all kinds of fur mixed in with it to cover the hole up. This hole is not covered up. I don't know. It looks like something is crisscrossing over the top of it. Hey, and if it crisscrosses and stays down there, fine with me. Anyway. All right. And Lori, I'll tell you what, we had so much fun Sunday with the class. The learning how to read angel cards. We just had so much fun, and I'm starting a wait list. So if anybody else wants to get on a list, I'm not sure exactly when I'm going to have it again, but a lot of fun. A lot of fun in Casa Grande, Arizona. All right, so today's card is luck. Ooh, I like this. Luck is with you. Move forward with any plans that you have been unsure about. Don't let your fears get the better of you. Luck is on your side, so use it. And the thing that's really cool about this, let me see, where can I put it so you can actually kind of see it? There you go. It's number one. And number one, as we know, is all about new beginnings. So, luck of the draw. How fun is that? I went to see, oh my gosh, that's so cool, Lori. I remember he was there, Brian Weiss. I love Brian Weiss. And yes, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to see it though. Maybe next time. All right, so everyone, you have a fabulous day. Again, the tip of the day was relationships. Look at all of the different relationships that we have in our lives, and especially the relationship with ourselves and luck. So if you're feeling lucky in numbers, maybe you want to go buy a lottery ticket. You just never know. I learned a couple more past lives. Oh, that's so cool, Lori. Singing luck be a lady tonight. Absolutely, Miss Catherine. And Lori, yes, that is so cool. Because you're a hypnotist too, right, Lori? I'm pretty sure you are. So did you go see it to learn more about hypnotizing people for past lives as well? I had looked into doing hypnosis. And because I know when I'm doing meditations and stuff, I do have a pretty hypnotic voice. And I got just so far, and other things came up, and I never pursued it. But still on my list. Okay, yeah, I figured you did, Lori. That's really cool. That is awesome. Well, next time I come to Casa Grande, I'm going to have to let you know ahead of time, and maybe you and I can do lunch. I have a couple favorite places. I thought you did. Oh, you do love past life stuff too. All right. I didn't know that. So if anybody's in Casa Grande, Arizona, and wants to know more about their past lives and is looking for someone that actually does that, Lori King, check her out. You didn't know I was going to do that, did you, Lori? All right, everybody, you have a great day. I'm glad you enjoyed my backyard. I'm enjoying it so much. And have a great day. And I will see you tomorrow for the tip of the day and the inspirational card. Angel blessings. I will absolutely miss Lori. I will. Angel blessings to all of you. Bye.